It's July 4th, but it's beginning to feel a lot like 2008. A worldwide financial scandal, calls for resignations of high-placed executives, criminal prosecution, and calls for stricter regulation of the financial sector. Remember all that? Well, it's today, folks. British financial regulators have found that a number of banking executives, high-level banking executives, have manipulated LIBOR. And if you're wondering what that is...
London Interbank Offered Rate. It's the rate at which the banks are prepared to lend to each other and the benchmark. The benchmark has been set. The world has been told.
Thanks. That is Richard Quest there in no uncertain terms explaining what LIBOR is. It goes everywhere. It affects almost all financial products. Roughly $10 trillion in loans. The Wall Street Journal says it affects hundreds of trillions of dollars in contracts, credit card rates, car loans, student loans, mortgages, some $350 trillion in derivatives, all tied to the LIBOR rate. Robert Diamond, the chief executive of Barclays, has resigned. The Royal Bank of Scotland has been hit with a $230 million fine, and the scandal appears ready to spread to other banks as well. Morgan Stanley, Bank of America, J.P. Morgan, all have been named in interest rate rigging lawsuits. Joining us now, William Cohan is former investment banker, author of Money and Power, How Goldman Sachs Came to Rule the World, and he joins us now. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Celeste.
You know, I myself am a little stunned that people are not talking about this more, that we have headlines about, you know, Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes getting divorced instead of this LIBOR scandal. Why are people not outraged?
You know, it could be that, you know, they just cannot believe that there's yet another financial scandal involving big Wall Street banks, you know, as it's now 5 years or 6 years into this financial crisis. You know, having lived through 2007 and 2008, then we had MF Global's collapse, then we had the scandal involving trading at J.P. Morgan that's just still ongoing, and now this. I mean, maybe it could be just, you know, financial scandal fatigue, but this, Celeste, is a very, very fundamental aberration and a very big deal. This is outrageous.
Well, let's kind of explore that a little bit and help perhaps people understand exactly why we say that, why we use the words like outrageous and shocking to describe this. How many things are affected by the LIBOR and how are regular people hurt by this particular manipulation?
Well, you know, mortgage loans are used LIBOR-based calculations for interest, car loans, all the loans that you kind of described as you were opening this segment. So everything that, you know, all the money that we borrow, investors who borrow, corporations who borrow, individuals who borrow, some way or another, what their interest rate that they paid for those loans are set by this LIBOR rate that is set by banks. You know, it reminds me of in the late 1980s, the early 1990s, the Treasury scandal at Salomon Brothers, where Salomon was found to be manipulating treasury, the value and the price of Treasury securities. It's one of those fundamental rates, Celeste, upon which all other rates are set. It's the way we do business in the world now. I mean, we are in a totally capitalist world. That is the way we engage in commerce worldwide, and so to manipulate a fundamental rate that goes to the very heart of the confidence that we have in our capitalist system, you know, to me is very, very disheartening, especially 5 years into a continuing financial scandal where everybody's eyes should be wide open to all of this.
So, William Cohan, what happened? I mean, obviously something went wrong. Was it the fact that we don't have enough regulation? We don't have the right kind of regulation? Or was it the fact that maybe the regulators were sleeping on the job?
Look, I think, again, this is another example of how difficult it is, even with all the regulators in the world, even with all the laws in the world, if people are determined to manipulate subtle rates, subtle aspects of their business that, you know, regulators can't see into, they're going to do it. Just like, you know, who could have, even though people did say perhaps Bernie Madoff was manipulating his returns, the SEC didn't listen when that information came in, and Bernie Madoff went on and created a huge scam. And, you know, we find repeatedly that people are able to do this. To me, you know, it gets back to the fundamental problem still extant in the financial world today, which is that the incentives continue to be wrong. We have not changed the incentives on Wall Street. You know, people are pretty simple. They do what they're rewarded to do. And we have not changed what people on Wall Street are rewarded to do. They are still rewarded to take big risks and try to cheat and manipulate with other people's money. We need to go back to a system where people have real skin in the game and their full net worths are on the line every day like they used to be when these firms were private partnerships. And that made for more prudent, intelligent risk-taking as opposed to the swinging for the fence manipulation that we get here. With another example, which is this Barclays scandal, which is, by the way, not just Barclays. Barclays was the first to settle and is paying the price, but the investigation continues.
Well, you know, let me just push back on you a little, because I read your book, the book Money and Power, and
yes.
You have a lot of negative things to say about the financial industry right now. Is this maybe a little overblown? Or are we kind of trying to indict the entire industry for the misbehavior of just a few?
Well, I mean, that was, very much, Bob Diamond's daughter was tweeting yesterday about the departure of her father and said that, you know, we can't let a few bad apples. She works at Deutsche Bank. We can't let a few bad apples, poison the whole bunch, can we? And the fact of the matter is that I worked on Wall Street for 17 years. There are many, many good people, hardworking people who work on Wall Street. They just want to do the right thing. They just want to do their jobs. But, you know, when I step back and look at the events of the last 5 years and time again, you know, even after the crisis, whether it was MF Global, whether it was this J.P. Morgan, you know, quote-unquote tempest in a teapot, whether it was Barclays manipulating LIBOR, I mean, why do financial executives continue time and time again to engulf themselves in these scandals? Why do they try to cut corners? Why do they try to cheat? And to me, it gets back again to the incentives that they have. The incentive system remains incorrect. It remains unfixed. And so you see, you know, good people are encouraged to do bad things because that's what they're rewarded to do. And I think that people come into this industry very ambitious and idealistic, and then their incentives drive them to bad behavior.
People say the same thing about politics, William. That's William Cohen, former investment banker, author of Money and Power, How Goldman Sachs Came to Rule the World. Thank you so much. Happy 4th.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.